Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something really specific, maybe deceptively simple. It's an observation from Zillow.
Right, just a short statement, but it packs a punch about the rental market right now.
Exactly. Our source is excerpts from Zillow, rising rent demands and housing flexibility. And our mission really is to unpack what this one insight actually tells us about, what renters are looking for.
And what that means for you listening, whether you rent, own rental property, or just, well, follow the housing market.
Okay, let's unpack this then. The core finding, straight from Zillow's data, is Zillow homes for rent reflect rising demand for flexibility. So first off, this comes directly from Zillow Homes for Rent. Why is that important? That it's their data.
Well, that's huge, actually, because we're not talking about a small survey or someone's guess. Zillow is, I mean, it's one of the biggest platforms out there.
Okay.
So when their data shows something, it's based on, millions of actual listings, what people are searching for, clicking on. It's real behavior.
So it's got a strong foundation data-wise. It's like the direct reading from the market itself.
Precisely. It's less speculation and more observation of what's actually happening on the ground, or, well, online in this case.
And the statement uses the word reflects. It says the data reflects this rising demand. What does that tell us? It's not just a snapshot.
Exactly. Reflex is key. It suggests this isn't just a blip or a one-time thing they noticed last Tuesday.
Right.
It means it's an observable pattern they're seeing consistently within their, massive data set. It's a trend that's been building.
A trend. Okay. So Zillow's data is showing this pattern, this trend, consistently. Let's get to the core of it then. Flexibility. What does Zillow actually mean by flexibility in housing? Can you give us some concrete examples?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is where it gets practical. Flexibility here isn't just some vague idea. It shows up in very real ways in
Yeah.
their data,
Like
like seeing more people actively searching for shorter lease terms, moving away from the standard 12-month lock-in, maybe looking for 6-month, 3-month, or even month-to-month.
okay, shorter leases makes sense.
And also things like an uptick in demand for furnished places or listings that specifically mention, say, easier rules for subletting. Basically, anything that makes the housing situation less rigid, more adaptable.
Got it. So shorter terms, furnished options, easier exits, ways to not be locked down for too long.
That's the essence of it. People are looking for housing that can change as their lives change, whether that's jobs, location, or, just personal preference.
And the insight specifically mentions rising demand. So more and more people want this flexibility. Why now? What's pushing this trend?
Ah, the million-dollar question. It's really a mix of things converging. A huge driver, maybe the biggest, is the whole remote and hybrid work revolution.
Right, the work from anywhere shift.
Exactly. If you're not tied to a physical office 5 days a week, why be tied to one apartment for 12 months?
Yeah.
People want to try different places or maybe follow opportunities without a long lease hanging over them.
Makes sense. What else?
Well, economic uncertainty definitely plays a role. When things feel volatile, people get understandably hesitant about long-term financial commitments, like a year-long lease. Shorter terms feel safer.
A bit of risk management and housing
You
choices.
could say that. And then there are just broader lifestyle shifts.
Yeah.
The gig economy means less predictable income streams for some. Maybe younger generations prioritize experiences or travel over settling down immediately. It all adds up.
So it's remote work, economic caution, and just changing lifestyles,
Yeah.
all pushing towards wanting more adaptable housing.
Pretty much. It's a confluence of factors making flexibility much more attractive, even necessary, for a growing number of renters.
Okay, so let's connect these dots for the listener. We have Zillow's massive real-time data set. It's reflecting, showing a clear, ongoing trend of rising demand for this kind of flexibility we just talked about. What does this actually mean for you listening?
The big takeaway, I think, is that this isn't just a small niche anymore. It's a significant shift Zillow is seeing across its platform. So for you as a renter,
Yeah.
it might mean you'll start seeing more options that offer shorter leases or come furnished, which is great. But you might also find that this flexibility comes at a slightly higher monthly price. There's often a premium for convenience.
Right, a trade-off. And what about for landlords or property managers?
For them, it's a signal, really. The traditional 12-month unfurnished model might not cut it for everyone anymore. They might need to, get creative.
Also,
Maybe offer varied lease lengths, consider furnishing some units, perhaps look into things like co-living models. It's about adapting to what the market, what renters are clearly asking for. Ignoring it could mean, well, more vacancies.
and in developers,
Yeah.
people building new rental housing.
They should be paying attention to. It might influence design. maybe buildings with more easily convertible spaces, or a mix of unit types catering to both long-term tenants and those seeking shorter, more flexible stays. It's about building adaptability in from the start.
So this single observation from Zillow really ripples outwards, affecting renters, landlords, developers, everyone in the rental ecosystem.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It signals that priorities are shifting fundamentally beyond just square footage or the number of bedrooms.
And here's where I think it gets really interesting. A short, sharp insight like Zillow homes for rent reflect rising demand for flexibility coming from a major data source like Zillow.
Yeah.
It shows how these big platforms aren't just listing sites anymore. They're becoming like real-time barometers of significant social and economic shifts. This isn't just a data point. It's telling a story about how we're living.
Well said. It's a direct reflection captured in their own rental data of changing needs and desires. A powerful indicator.
Okay, so to quickly recap the core finding from this deep dive, Zillow's own data from Homes for Rent is sending a clear signal. There's a definite rising demand for flexibility among renters.
Undeniably. And maybe a final thought for you to chew on. If Zillow's data clearly shows this rising demand for flexibility, what's the next big thing? What single, maybe unexpected innovation do you think might pop up in the rental market to really meet this need for adaptability? And how could that change the whole idea of home as we know it?